KTBB News Time, 7:53, 74 degrees in Longview, 73 degrees in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It's time now for You Tell Me, Texas, with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. In April 2015, rioters were creating havoc in Baltimore. At issue was a 25-year-old high school dropout and repeat criminal offender named Freddie Gray. Gray died under somewhat suspicious circumstances while in police custody following his arrest on an illegal weapons charge. Conflicting reports as to how Gray was treated while in police custody led to demonstrations that quickly blossomed into riots. The very last thing the city of Baltimore needed in 2015 was the burning of cars, the looting of businesses, the chaos, and the violent acts that are part and parcel of riots. Baltimore was already in a state of deep decline and was but a shadow of its once proud and prosperous self. So the piece I did in this very space in April 2015 asked the question, when will Democrats be held accountable for their failures in our major cities? I asked that question because Baltimore, in its sorry state in the spring of 2015, had not had a Republican mayor since 1967. Roll forward a decade, and here's a related but slightly different question. Will America ever get to have pride in her major cities again? The news out of New York City this week does not bode well. New York Democratic primary voters just nominated a 33-year-old avowed anti-Semite, hard-left socialist named Zohran Mamdani, to be its next mayor. Mamdani will face incumbent mayor Eric Adams, once a Democrat but now running as an independent, former Assistant United States Attorney Jim Walden, also running as an independent, and local talk radio host Curtis Sliwa, who's running as a Republican. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in New York City by a margin of roughly 7-1. So whoever wins the Democratic primary election in New York almost always wins the general election. Mamdani is about as radical as it gets. If elected, he'll make former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio look like Winston Churchill. According to his website, Mamdani's policies include creating city-owned grocery stores. What could possibly go wrong? Defunding the NYPD and redirecting that money toward hiring social workers. Again, what could go wrong? Totally free public bus transportation, a breathtaking tax increase, the freezing of rents, the building of 200,000 city-owned apartments, and a $30 per hour minimum wage by 2030. Crime will explode. Businesses will close. Those with the means to do so will flee. The big Wall Street firms are already moving huge chunks of their operations to Dallas. Leftist-run cities fail every time. Cities like Chicago, Portland, Seattle, Baltimore, St. Louis, Detroit, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia have been under the total control of Democrats for decades. All are in the process of committing protracted suicide. They all suffer horrific levels of crime, and they're all losing population. The people leaving are the very ones that once paid the lion's share of taxes. Thus, yet another question. When will those who are left connect the dots and stop voting for the Democrats who are turning these once vibrant cities into third-world hellscapes? When comes the awakening? Does it ever come at all? That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Okay, warning you now, I'm going to nag you about this until you take me up on it. Decide now to wrap up your work week on the patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. Call a friend or your spouse, tell them what you've decided. Now, this is a good thing. After a week on the front lines, some time spent safely behind the lines with a spouse or a friend sitting outside, sipping a nice glass of wine and sharing a light bite to eat will do you good. So here's how this works. You get yourself to the Grand Tasting Room, ask to try wines from the Keepersall Collection. As always, tell them I sent you. Your first taste is on me. Pick the wine you like, grab a glass or a bottle, maybe a light bite to eat. Head for the patio overlooking the lush, green, rolling vineyard. That's where you get your weekend off to the best possible start. So to do this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more, as always, at Keepersall.com.